News Talk's been with Chris. For more than three decades, Odyssey House has been providing drug and alcohol addiction treatment right here in Christchurch. And since 2015, Fill Their Lunchbox has been providing more than 34,000 lunches to disadvantaged children in Canterbury. For every lunch you buy, they provide two healthy, balanced and nutritious lunches to kids in need. Now the two agencies are working together to reduce the stigma of recovering addicts. They're also providing them with an opportunity to gain vocational skills and feed children's Christchurch's disadvantaged children. And here in the studio this morning, joining me is Ben Atkinson from Fill Their Lunchbox and Anna Christofora from Odyssey House. And good morning to you both. Nice to have you both in the studio.
Good morning.
Explain how this works, because you guys work in both sort of different agencies, but in the same kind of caring community attitude. So I'll start with you, Anna. How did you get to know Ben, and how does the synergy work here?
Oh, it's quite an interesting story. It was the residents at our residential treatment service were looking to explore social enterprise as an opportunity and a way of giving back to the community and also gaining some employment skills. And the kitchen was one of the areas that we were looking into. And in exploring that option, I met Ben, who was doing this amazing work, feeding the kids of Christchurch and wanting to increase capacity and needed an environment to do that in. So we introduced our residential kitchen to Fill Their Lunchbox. And from there, we've developed this collaboration, which has worked really well.
What a great collaboration. So in a weird kind of way, killing two birds with one stone, helping people have purpose and meaning in their lives by doing something nice for disadvantaged children. At the same time, you've got disadvantaged children that are receiving what they need, Ben. What a great collaboration.
Yeah, it's been perfect. Just the whole idea that you can achieve more together is really important. We managed to reduce stigma of addicts, but most importantly is providing them that opportunity to do something restorative instead of just not being able to get a good job, because the most important thing is purpose, right? Like, and when you break down mental illness, for a lot of people, it's just not knowing what their life is about, not having a purpose, not having a passion. If you can provide someone purpose-filled work, then it can really change and transform their life.
It sounds so simple, but it's so true. We have like a life coach on this program once every 2 weeks, and I think one of the first topics that she approached with our audience was purpose and meaning. And that's a problem for many drug addicts, isn't it? They don't have that, or they think they don't have that, so they turn to escapism, which can more often than not ruin their lives. So it is about giving them purpose, and something as simple as this probably works, does it?
It does, and I think we have had a small piece of research done around the impact of this collaboration, I believe, is wide-ranging. But for our residents, it's enabled them to engage more fully in the program. It's provided them with an interaction with people outside of the organization that we wouldn't normally do. It's provided them with tools for working. It's given them an opportunity to give back. So, you know, there's multiple layers of the impact of this collaboration, not just for the children, but for our residents, but for engagement in the community, breaking down stigma. The list goes on, really.
Odyssey House here in Christchurch has been around for many, many years. Mm-hmm. For those who are not familiar with the work you do, just break that down for us. I mean, I know that you obviously deal with, drug and alcohol addiction treatment. Do you see people from all types of life? Is it still youth? Have I got that right?
No, you're right.
At one stage?
We work with people from the age of 13 right through to over 65s. Mm-hmm. And the service that Fill Their Lunchbox has, that we've developed the relationship with, is our adult residential service for men. Mm-hmm. So that's a 23-bedded unit, and it's for men 18 plus, and about 80% of those residents will have an offending background that come to us. Yeah.
Are they referred to Odyssey House by law enforcement agencies, social workers? How do they come to your care, so to speak, if that's the right word?
Yeah, there's multiple points of entry into our service. So they might come through the prison service, they might have a community referral, they might self-refer. So there's a number of points of entry. Our program is a long program and it's a difficult program. So we operate from a therapeutic community model, which means that the community work together. They work through various stages and levels, and they can be with us. Residents can be with us for over a year. Yeah. Wow. So it's a long, long-term commitment. And fill their lunchbox has added to, obviously we have a complex and thorough treatment program, but having fill their lunchbox in has just provided another layer to that and really enabled our residents to give back. And it's just been amazing to watch. It's been amazing to watch it grow. It's been a privilege,
because,
actually.
Giving us one of the five things of wellness, right?
Yeah, it is. They say that. It must be nice to be able to see, how would you call them, almost traumatized people doing something nice for themselves but for others.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And I think a lot of these guys come from that background as well. And a lot of them have young children. And so they can really see the value in it. They're like, oh, wow, this is me when I was a kid. And I don't want people to go down the path I went down. Or they can say, well, you know, we had one guy actually who brought it up in a meeting, that his child was going to one of the schools and getting our lunches and stuff. And like, that's really cool. Just knowing that, it's a cyclical thing and just you can kind of approach it at different angles to hit your solution.
Ben, the need for the organization that you work for, it's grown in the past 2 years, hasn't it? Which is in a way quite sad. I know that even today we were doing a story on children arriving at school malnourished. What do we put that down to? Do you think it's a combination of rising prices across the board and difficulty with budgeting? I know that's a simplistic argument, but what do you... I know it's not your job to try and decipher that, but do you have any thoughts around it?
Personally, without any degree in the situation, I think it is a multifaceted issue. There's obviously education is a huge thing which would probably look to solving many of the issues. So with education, we're talking about budgeting, knowing how to take care of your money, but also how to cook properly, how to cook cheaply and nutritiously. A lot of people don't know that. It's a convenience thing for them to go and get takeouts. But I think the big thing is the price of food. It's absolutely insane at the moment. I bought a red cabbage this morning I could fit inside my hand for $6.50. And that's absurd. In winter, cabbage should be $1, $2, right? For like a big, nice cabbage. So to get fresh fruit and veg at the moment, or things like butter, our own dairy, New Zealand dairy, it's so expensive. So for these families to know how to shop at a budget, and to be able to make healthy, nutritious food for their family, it's just something they're not capable of doing. So it is a multifaceted issue.
Do you guys get any public funding at all? I feel like you should.
That's really good.
Yeah, as Fill Their Lunchbox, we don't. Currently, we've had one small funding grant of $1,000. Aside from that, we try to operate as a self-sustaining model. So we do the buy one, give two.
How does that work?
So the public go on our website, fillthelunchbox.co.nz. You can order a lunch for the following week. We deliver it to you at home, to your desk, at work, wherever. For every lunch you buy, we then donate to one of our partner schools for kids that either go without a lunch or get a lunch that's a cookie time and a bag of chips or something rubbish like that. So we kind of try to fund everything ourselves. Ideally, our intention with the relationship with Odyssey House is that one day we hope to have a cafe in the city center and be part of the changing landscape of the social rebuild and provide a place for volunteers to interact with people from Odyssey House and basically have this budding workforce of recovering addicts doing purposeful work. So, like, I guess with our intention, one day we'll probably hope to get some pretty solid public funding to make that happen.